Welcome, welcome. You are listening to WMUC FM College Park, and this is Josh Hananel here back on Roadside Picnic. Hope y'all are having a wonderful, gorgeous, beautiful day as I prepare a great show for the day. Let's get a PSA. Hope you enjoy. And yes, let us get this going.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help.
Stressed? Need to talk? Call Help Center, a peer counseling and crisis intervention hotline at the University of Maryland. Help Center is here to listen. No issue is too big or too small. We are here for you. Help Center offers anonymous and confidential hotline phone calls and walk-in services, free anonymous pregnancy testing, and free condoms. Call 301-314-HELP or stop by Help Center on the third floor of South Campus Diner today. You are not alone. Won't you please, please
help me? That is very true. Call the Help Center if you are in need of anything. They seem to be very, very helpful. And that is kind of related to the show of my last week, if you were tuning into that. We had a special guest, Sophia Kozhikova, who came to help us figure out the meaning of what does it mean to be saved or to be helped by someone. But today we have a fantastic, theme for the day. A few weeks ago we did songs that had a woman in the title or throughout the song, kind of as a musical archetype. And I was looking through a lot of my songs, and I noticed, hey, there's a lot of men in these songs as well. So let's see if we can find some commonalities with them as well. And, you know, we have some interesting songs up during this theme. We'll be listening to some Nick Drake, of course. I'm sure you could probably guess the type that song if you are a fan. Got some Don McLean, got some Faye Webster, some of the Shirelles. We just got a lot of different stuff going on. But yes, let's get going. I don't want to disrupt these beautiful songs. So let us get the show going with Vincent by Don McLean.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils, catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night. Starry, broken on the ragged men in ragged clothes, the suit. On a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
Betty came by on her way. Said she had a word to say about things today. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose a way to lose, but she believes. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I the plan for lilac time. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows and all night shows in summertime. Betty said she prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure, for when she thought of summer rain calling for her mind again, lost the pain and stayed for more. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the band. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, I don't suppose it's meant for me.
If you've heard my show before, then you know that I probably play Nick Drake, particularly this album, perhaps too much, but it just is so good. And in the background, I'll be playing just a little bit of Mac DeMarco. This song is called Dave, and I find this song just a really interesting musical interlude. It's kind of a lesser known track by him. I'm a very niche music listener. But this first song by Don McLean, Vincent, Starry Starry Night, a very beautiful song. It is about Vincent van Gogh and how he is misunderstood in general. People didn't really see the pain that he was going through, and how he suffered. And I mean, this line, they would not listen, they did not know how, perhaps they'll listen now. It's interesting because this is a very beautiful song, and I knew that I had to play it for this specific playlist, just about songs that have men in the title or are about men, because I was watching this documentary recently called Louis Theroux, Inside the Manosphere, and I was just thinking about this idea of masculinity and what are things that, or at least maybe social media portrays as being part of the male experience, and this song seemingly is kind of part of it, like being misunderstood or something. And I feel like I've heard just this idea of like, this song takes kind of a very beautiful approach to it. But inside the manosphere, all these people Louis Theroux interviews, it seems that if they admit that there's something like wrong going on with I don't know, men in general feeling misunderstood or like they don't have a support or something, their solution is very aggressive, very to kind of shove it down. But this song is anything but. It's very therapeutic in a way, because Don McLean, he understands Vincent. He understands that this world was not meant for one as beautiful as him. It's just such a powerful song. And I thought that was just an interesting interesting connection to kind of present day things that maybe we've been seeing with this stuff in the manosphere. Let's go to Riverman. So as I was going through the lyrics, I recently realized that the song isn't really about it's not about a river man. It's about Betty and how she is feeling kind of lost. But this river man is kind of this ominous figure who can maybe act like a guide. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, I don't suppose it's meant for me. This is a very ominous song, and let's see. Apparently it's about Nick Drake. There is a specific river in Cambridge. Let's see. Someone says it's about his father. But okay. It is a very powerful song, just about this kind of not exactly despair, but this hopelessness is what I kind of take from it. And then it's, you know, kind of a bit of a different type of song to throw in Archie Marry Me by Always. But a very, very fantastic song. that is kind of just, this is a beautiful love song. Or she's saying, hey, like, just marry me, Archie. Like, we don't have to, like, forget the invitations, floral arrangements, and bread makers. Like, dude, just marry me. And I agree. I would love to forget these invitations, floral arrangements, all these social aspects of marriage, or feeling like your love is like you're maybe like kind of doing it for someone else. But I think this is just a very powerful song of love. Just simply marry me. And I found an interesting line: "Too late to go out, too young to stay in." Reminds me of a certain Jeff Buckley song, which is a little more sad song about love than this. But hey, let's go into another very just a very like simple and sweet love song. This song I've loved for a while. It's called "Me and My Husband" by Mitski. And it's, I find it similar to the song "Archie, Marry Me," because of it's very like, it's like there's such powerfulness in its simplicity. But that doesn't mean like the lines of the song are any less, like complex. But it's just this kind of simple love story, which I like. So yes, let's get into this and some more fantastic songs. As always, this is Josh Hananel with Roadside Picnic on WMUC FM, College Park.
I steal a few breaths from the world for a minute, and then I'll be nothing forever. And all of my memories and all of the things I have seen will be gone with my eyes, with my body, with me. But me and my husband, we are doing better. It's all together.
'Cause he gets up in the morning, and he goes to work at 9, and he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time. 'Cause his world is built on punctuality, it never fails. And he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. Well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And his mother goes to meetings while his father pulls the main, and she stirs the tea with counselors while discussing foreign trade. And she passes looks as well as bills at every suave young man, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he likes his own backyard, and he likes his bags the best, 'cause he's better than the rest, and his own sweat smells the best. And he hopes to grab his father's boot when fate passes on, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, doing the best thing so conservatively. And he plays a soft charm, and he goes to the regatta. He adores the girl next door, 'cause he's dying to get at her. But his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes, 'cause he's all so good, and he's all so fine, and he's all so healthy in his body and his mind. He's a well-respected man about town, sing so conservatively.
Johnny, was it that said, a white wall may seem empty, but it's ready to be filled. And its readiness means nothing. It stands complete. Was it you? I don't remember. But it makes me wonder. Johnny, why couldn't you be ready too? I was ready. Ready to be happy. Ready for that long look that never ends. And now I don't know what to do. Yes, Johnny, I'll say it. This is a love song, isn't it? Yes. Well, I guess this is how it ends. A strange poem about a plain and ready white wall. One with many questions. And a dog, as speechless as that same wall. And the sorrows of love's slow. Goodbye, Johnny.
Johnny, did you ever love me? Johnny.
I hope y'all enjoyed that double feature for both versions of that song. But yes, so some very interesting songs for us to talk about. What did y'all think? Yeah. Okay, I get it. I agree. The Me and My Husband song does have some connections to Archie Marry Me. And then we go in with Soldier Boy, which I recently found out about from this movie that y'all might have seen, One Battle After the Another. And there's some kind of haunting aspect to it. But maybe that's just my vibe from when it was played in the movie. But I really love this song. It is a nice, let's see, what year is it from? 62, 19. And, yeah, I love the harmony that they get on this, and that ending where with the drums, and it builds up into this grand conclusion, for their Soldier Boy, that they will be true, or that I guess one of them will be true to, because she says, "Let me be the one girl." So yes, even though it is the four of them, but beautiful, beautiful song. And then we go into, maybe I should have played a Well-Respected Man after Johnny, but let's talk about Johnny first. I mean, sounds like Faye Webster's kind of conflicted about whether or not this is a love song, but I guess it is now. It's, wow, this song is brutal. I woke up this morning and I was in the mood just kind of to be devastated, so I played this other song, and then now I'm just going back to this one. But just how the song develops is fantastic. And by the way, I was gonna play some music in the background while I yap at you, at the listeners. This is Mark's Theme by Black Country New Road, which is a nice, I'll be honest, I don't know who Mark is. I will have to look at this, and I will get back to you all after the next one. I'm not sure who Mark is, but we'll figure this out. It's a nice interlude. So yes, back to Johnny. I really like the development of this song. It seems she starts singing, Faye Webster, about like kind of the things that she's concerned about with how she's feeling now, and she's just, I want to be happy. Find a man with an old name just like me and get over how my dog is my best friend. And she seems to be feeling just very melancholic about the situation. And then she says, "Johnny, do you see what you're doing? What you're making me think about? This wasn't supposed to be a love song, but I guess it is now." And then I guess it turns into a love song. I don't, maybe this is up for interpretation. But that is kind of how it is when you think back on some memories. You're like, okay, I was just thinking about this. But now I'm thinking about this other thing. Wait, I wasn't supposed to start thinking about this. But then you start thinking about it. And yes, Faye Webster is doing this with Johnny. Wonder who that is. I'll get back to you on this. I have two things to look at. Let's see. And then, let's see. Is this song is almost over. Okay, we'll figure this out. Okay. Up next, so talking about a well-respected man. Yes, yes, the Kinks. This song is a brilliant satire. Songs in the 60s, 70s, I would love to play some more like satire kind of songs. Mama's Little Helper. By the Rolling Stones, yes, 66. But this song, 65, kind of a critique of this capitalist, I don't know, it's cap, but kind of this like monotonous life in the kind of just the work system, criticizing kind of, I don't know, just this monotonous 9-to-5. We've heard this critique before, but I really like this song, doing the things, best things so conservatively. His mother goes to meetings while his, I don't know if I can say the next line. Well, it's okay. It might be pushing the line, but he's on the stock market, work in the stock market, his stocks and his shares, and he adores the girl next door because he's dying to get at her, but his mother knows the best about the matrimonial stakes. It's this critique. He's so healthy in his body and his mind. I don't know. Do y'all think this is a well-respected man? Maybe well-respected, but does he respect himself? I don't know. We'll have to ask the manosphere to get back on us on that. Maybe this guy needs to do some maxing, some looks. No, we won't talk about this. But yes, what a, oh, I did not, oh, okay, all right, okay, I won't be playing this song again then. Okay, yes, let's get into so with more critiques about individual men. We have a very cool song coming up next, and yeah, I hope y'all are enjoying the show. This is Josh Hananel with Roadside Picnic. And this is WMUC FM College Park. Up next, we have Amy Winehouse. What is it about men?
Understand, once he was a family man, so surely I would never, ever go through it firsthand. Emulate the ship my mother had, I can help her demonstrate my Freudian phrase. My alibi, Bodegan, your guy. History repeats itself, it fails to die. An animal, aggression is my downfall. I don't care about covering my fears, our behavioral patterns to stick over the years. Cause it's bricked up in my head, it's shoved under my bed, and I question myself again, why this is about me? Has grown.
found a Reddit page on r/FayeWebster, and it says, opinions on Johnny. Is he an op, or are we cool with him? Personally, I believe he can rot for how he made my queen feel. So, I didn't find out who exactly Johnny is, but yeah, people are seeming to not be cool with him. And I found out that one of the members of Black Country New Road, his uncle is Mark, and the song that I played is written for him. And yes. So a beautiful song. And it's the recording at the end of the song, which I cut a bit earlier, is of Mark. But yes, thank you all for listening. Yeah, I just decided to play in Buffalo Soldier at the end. No real relation to the theme. Oh, but the Amy Winehouse song, I find it like a kind of a continuation of the critique that the Kinks had. Where she's just questioning herself over and over again, like what is it about men? Is something Freudian going on? Is there these behavioral patterns that are just going, or does she just take the wrong man as she goes about life? I don't know. But I'll play one last song for y'all today. Oh, The Boy with the Thorn in His Side by the Smiths. It's another continuation of like, oh yeah, I don't feel misunderstood. Apparently Morrissey says it's about the music industry not like believing him. I wonder why they wouldn't believe him, that he's a nice guy. How can they look into my eyes and still they don't believe me? I don't know. But yeah, it's a good song. But yes, okay. Thank you all for tuning in to the show today. Hope you learned something. I would recommend that documentary. But yes, this is Josh Hananel signing out of WMUC FM College Park. Yes, thank you very much for listening, and I will leave you with a song about the best man ever, the Piano Man.
Next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.